We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steven, 10 in the morning now, 8:47 here on KNSS on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. City of Wichita handing out $12.5 million in federal pandemic rent relief.
Two.
U.S. marks grim milestone, 500,000 COVID deaths.
One.
President Biden's COVID relief package clears House Rules Committee, headed for a floor vote this week. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, just a couple of items. Traffic accident affecting things maybe northbound I-135 right around South Hydraulic. Continue to watch for a slowdown there. And a traffic incident reported on the Kansas Turnpike north of Wellington. Watch out for that. And remember, 8 a.m. this morning, so this has already happened to 3 p.m. today. Southbound I-235 ramp to northbound I-135 is closed till 3 p.m. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and mild today with a high of 68 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 34. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and cooler. Tomorrow's high, 48 degrees. So 68 today, 48 tomorrow. We're going to cool off by about 20 degrees. Now, partly cloudy, 33 degrees, and we have an east wind at 5 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. U.S. home prices surged at the fastest pace in nearly 7 years in December, fueled by low mortgage rates and Americans moving from urban apartments to houses in the suburbs. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index, released today, climbed 10.1% in December from a year earlier. How about that? In doing your tax return, when to get help from a professional.
With so many do-it-yourself tax tools, how do you determine if you should hire a professional? CPA Lydia Desnoyers.
It really depends on collecting your tax return, the person's foot level, and even your income.
You may think you'll save money filing on your own, but it could wind up costing you more.
I've seen scenarios where people just receive forms, and so they're like, oh, I'll take this information and put it into TurboTax. But even in those scenarios, it could be costly.
Desnoyers' recommendation is DIY for simple returns only.
Anything beyond that, it really depends on the complexity of the tax return.
Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Drug maker Johnson & Johnson says it will be able to provide 20 million U.S. doses of its single-shot COVID-19 vaccine by the end of March, assuming it gets the green light from federal regulators. J&J disclosed the figure in written testimony ahead of a congressional hearing looking at the country's vaccine supply. White House officials cautioned last week that initial supplies of J&J's vaccine would be limited. The company reiterated that it will have capacity to provide 100 million vaccine doses to the U.S. by the end of June. That supply will help officials have enough injections to vaccinate most adult Americans later this year. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and some questions about the 777 engine. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, more information on the grounding of those 777 aircraft using those Pratt & Whitney engines. Boeing recommended the grounding after an engine failed on a United Airlines flight out of Denver Saturday. The recommendation impacts 69 of the jets in service. another 59 that are in storage by operators. Some of the details on the Spirit AeroSystems financial report for the year 2020 just out this morning. Net income loss in the fourth quarter, $296 million. Net income loss for the year, $870 million. Annual revenues fell by 57% to $3.4 billion. More on our website. The pandemic has changed just about every way of doing business in the U.S., including home sales, become increasingly popular for first-time buyers to make offers on homes they've never seen in person. The share of first-time buyers in the housing market reached 36% in April 2020, according to the National Association of Realtors. Kansas ranks among the states with the largest decline in birth rate, and that was even before the pandemic. The state recorded 35,395 births in 2019. That's a decline of 9.8% for the preceding 5 years. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And one of these days, I anticipate we'll have some good news to talk about, Spirit. And,
well, let's hope so, yeah.
Wow, maybe get this vaccination thing going in the right direction and see some progress there. I think we already are a little bit that way.
People flying again.
Yeah, yeah. Today is February 23rd. On this date in 1954, the first mass inoculation of school children against polio using the Salk vaccine began in Pittsburgh, as some 5,000 students were vaccinated. And I was talking earlier this morning about, I think I was in first grade, when we lined up in the gym to get our polio shots.
Right.
And, I was deathly afraid of needles, and it was not a good day for me. On the other hand,
ooh,
I never got polio, and then most of the people I knew did not ever have that struggle. But, of course, we had a president who was basically incapacitated. He could get up and sort of move around and we're talking about Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Right.
He had these huge braces he could put on his legs, and he could kind of waddle back and forth and get to the podium up there with the help of his son or somebody like that. And
right.
Of course, the press was good about never photographing him in his wheelchair and things like that. But he was a very robust man before that hit him.
Right.
The polio hit him and made him so he, you know, and he worked. I've read about it. And the man worked and tried so hard.
Tirelessly.
To get the leg use back, and he just couldn't get it done.
But, well, where's the rest of that story?
What's that?
The first polio inoculations in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
The people come, but why did children get it first? Why did the people in Pennsylvania get it before the people here? Why didn't, where's all the complaints?
I don't care.
That's what we do now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm thinking,
why do kids get it first?
Why don't older Kansas people get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in those days, we just kind of did things differently, I guess.
I think, yeah.
And nobody objected.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they're going to, in fact, you're going to vaccinate all of them without their parents' permission. You know, I don't think the parents gave permission. I think you didn't. You did it. And that was a health crisis. At any rate, on a lighter note, today is Banana bread day. I don't eat banana bread. I think it's okay. I'm not a big fan. Banana bread, where are you at on that, Bill?
Warm it up and put some butter on there. Oh,
it's
when
it's fresh out of the oven, man, that's good stuff.
It's pretty tasty, huh? All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to try it. Banana bread day. National, by the way. National.
You've never had banana bread?
I don't. I may have. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, come on.
All right, guys. 8:55. Thanks, fellas. Glenn Beck coming up here in a few minutes on KNSS. He's going to have Bob Woodson on of the he's the president of Woodson Center, and he's going to talk about reparations for Black Americans. That's on the way. News at 9 o'clock this morning with the latest on the COVID relief bill that's moving through the House. That's on the way. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh Show, and news updates all day. Stephen, 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 33 degrees, today's high 68.